This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Monday Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is not doing enough to get a deal for the release of hostages held in Gaza by Hamas, Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Over the weekend, Israeli forces recovered the bodies of six hostages from a tunnel in Gaza. Among them, 23-year-old American-Israeli Hirsch Goldberg Polin. Israel's military said they had been killed recently by Palestinian Hamas militants. The developments have sparked criticism of the Biden administration's Gaza ceasefire strategy. Meanwhile, Israelis are also ramping up pressure on Netanyahu. Protesters took to the streets again on Monday, staying out late into the night in Tel Aviv.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Britain's Foreign Minister David Lammy said on Monday Britain will immediately suspend 30 of its 350 arms export licenses with Israel.
There does exist a clear risk that they might be used to commit or facilitate a serious violation of international humanitarian law.
Lammy said the decision to suspend the licenses did not amount to a blanket ban or arms embargo, but only involved those that could be used in the conflict between Israel and Hamas in the Palestinian enclave of Gaza. Russian forces are advancing faster in eastern Ukraine than they've done for a long time, taking several square kilometers per day, President Vladimir Putin said on Monday, as Moscow's forces tried to smash through a Ukrainian defensive line. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky acknowledged the difficulties in the east, particularly near the city of Pokrovsk, but said Russia's military had made no further advances in the past 2 days. This is VOA News. Ukraine's Air Force said Russia launched a barrage of drones, cruise, and ballistic missiles at Kyiv as children returned to school after a summer break. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Several series of explosions rocked the Ukrainian capital in the early hours of Monday. Ukraine's interior minister said debris from intercepted missiles and drones fell in every district of the capital, injuring three people and damaging two kindergartens. Residents had hurried into the city's bomb shelters. Oksana Arganova, an 18-year-old student at a high school there, tells the AP she was still shaking after the nighttime scare. I woke up and my neighbor was shouting, "Let's go down to the shelter. There are big explosions." We all ran. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Venezuela's Attorney General's office said on Monday a court has issued an arrest warrant for opposition leader Edmundo Gonzalez, accusing him of conspiracy and other crimes amid a dispute over whether he or President Nicolas Maduro won a July election. The issue of an arrest warrant against Gonzalez is a major escalation in Maduro's government's crackdown against the opposition following the disputed election. Venezuela's National Electoral Authority and its top court have said Maduro was the victor of the July 28th election with just over half of the votes, but tallies shared by the opposition show a resounding victory for Gonzalez. Azerbaijan President Ilham Aliyev's party has won snap parliamentary elections, the poll commission said Monday. However, the opposition denounced widespread violations. VOA's Steve Karish has more.
Aliyev had called Sunday's snap legislative election ahead of schedule to avoid the poll coinciding with the COP29 climate conference that Baku is to host in November. The Electoral Commission said Aliyev's Yeni Azerbaijan Party won 68 seats in the 125-member legislature. None of the elections held in Azerbaijan under Aliyev's two-decade rule have been recognized as free and fair by international observers. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, a rights watchdog, criticized the vote, saying it had fallen well short of democratic standards. Steve Karish, VOA News.
Pope Francis left Rome on Monday for Jakarta, where the 87-year-old leader of the global Catholic Church will start an ambitious 12-day tour to four countries in Southeast Asia. The flight carrying the Pope and his entourage left for an overnight flight of more than 13 hours to the Indonesian capital. The Pope will be in Indonesia until Friday. He's then scheduled to visit Papua New Guinea, East Timor, and Singapore before returning to Rome on September 13th. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.